let's get started.
Okay.
Karen, you want to start us off?
Yeah, I will. Thanks. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our class tonight. How many of you know that changing your subconscious mind is a way for you to lose all the weight that you want to lose? And how many of you would enjoy your body and life better if you just shed a few pounds? Well, I know for me, both those questions are really important, and just we're going to be talking about that tonight. So my name is Karen Lanou, and I'm from the Law of Attraction Center, and tonight we're going to be talking about thin thought, how to change the subconscious mind so you can quickly and easily lose the weight that you want. First thing I want to do is welcome my good friend and colleague, Jen Blacker, to the call. So, Jen, welcome. Thank you for being here, and thanks for being part of this.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I really want to thank you all for taking the time to be here today, and thank you for making the intention to learn and grow with us tonight. Today, our commitment is that we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that tonight's call is worth your time, your money, and your energy for being here. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how I met Jen. I was sitting in the airport in Kelowna waiting for an early morning flight and got a phone call from her, and she was interested in doing some work together. We had done a teleclass together back in July, and I had heard about Jen before, and so when she first approached me, I was so excited. I was very, very excited and talked and really hit it off, and that's how this all started. And back in July, when we had talked a little bit more, Jen had told me about, you know, her background and where you know what she'd been doing, and because we'd been sharing about our law of attraction past, how we all got into this type of work in the first place. And she'd shared with me about her information and her background in nutrition and how she used to teach people how to lose weight using the law of attraction. And I tell you, I was hooked. I was just so interested. And it wasn't the time at that point to say, hey, let's do something, but I knew the time was going to come. And so we reconnected a couple of weeks ago. And that this is how this class has come about. So, again, I'm really excited because I'm going to be going through this process with you. Also, just a little bit before I ask Jen to share more information about her previous law of attraction, is the law of attraction and changing your subconscious mind. We're going to be talking about energy and ways of being and feeling, and all of this goes together. So while we may not always be talking or saying law of attraction, we are talking about the concepts of attracting the ability to lose weight, or attracting the mindset that will allow us to be able to lose the weight, to be able to shed the pounds. So again, Jen's going to share more of that with us in a moment. But Jen, before we get into that, can you share more information about your previous law of attraction and weight loss business with the group? I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah. I think Karen had a good point about, I really share about what it really means to have the mindset of being. And I think it's really important for us to address just for a moment how the law of attraction really works. And one of my coaches, I have worked with a couple really incredible coaches. Have you ever heard the term that we are all one? And he said, it's really more about being and having already in your mindset. And being and having already in your mindset makes you in a resonance or in energy or in vibration with what you desire. So, for example, the easy way to look at this with law of attraction weight loss would be if I'm already in a resonance with 120 pounds, what does that feel like? And how do I resonate with that weight? Karen had a good point in bringing up, what does that really mean, law of attraction, weight loss? It doesn't mean we're going to attract our perfect weight. It means that we're going to be it internally. And by being it internally, it's going to manifest in the physical realm, so to speak. Does that make sense, Karen, to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. I just really wanted to put a little bit of concrete clarity to that. It is hard to explain sometimes. It really is. Let me tell you a little bit about where I've been. What's the journey? I won't go too much into it, and as I go into it, you'll kind of see how we're manifesting weight loss as I talk about it, right? Basically, my story is I was in college, started out as a computer science major, ended up going into nutrition because that was the quickest and fastest way for me to get out and get a bachelor's degree in 4 years. taken biochemistry, chemistry, all that gunk. I went on the route of nutrition, became fascinated with nutrition and especially how the metabolism works. And as I grew and as I developed, I kept having clients. And even though I had a day job, I had clients in this nutrition realm. 13 years after working for somebody else, I had a crash and burn at Dell Computers, and I decided that I was going to be a nutritionist. I wasn't going to be any old kind of nutritionist. I was going to be one of those ones that work with emotional eating. And I did all the research, read all the books, how to deal with emotional eating, because even the people that don't think they have emotional eating problems have emotional eating problems, it seems. And so, yeah, I mean, seriously, everyone has some kind of comfort level that they get out of food. I've had mine, I know for sure, and Karen, I know you've had yours.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to be able to say that I am a perfectionist by all means, but I can tell you now I do have a handle on it because I've been there and I've done that. So I started an emotional coaching or eating nutrition / business to help people really get a handle on the emotional eating so that they could lose weight. Well, it turns out, you know, I got out of Dell. I freaked out because I wasn't making the salary, and I went massive, and I did some massive marketing to really make a business from nothing, just 3 clients out of my corporate job, to 31 weekly clients. And it was great for about 5 minutes, and then I got overwhelmed, and I thought, that many single clients, I can't do this. So I had a really big database online. I ended up selling that list, and I told them that I was going to become a business marketing coach. And I left this business behind. I sold it to someone else. I had a 3-year non-disclosure, and I couldn't talk about it. Well, that ended last March or April, and now I can talk about it again. So I'm really excited to share with you guys what this is really all about and what it really takes to kind of shift out of this emotional eating gunk and, you know, really be really who you want to be. So if you're ready for the journey, in looking back, I looked at the numbers before I did this call. I have 80% success rate in helping people change their subconscious mind so that they can lose weight, and to do it really with ease. And I don't say that. I just want you to know that I do have a stat. I don't have 100%, but
I don't think anybody does, though.
Right. Yeah. You know, I guess the big question that I have for you and on this call is, if you look at your life, ask yourself, what kind of daily struggle do you have with your weight or your body on a daily basis? If you'd rate that from 1 to 10, is there a struggle? Or are you just here to lose weight and you're ready to move forward with it? That would probably be the first question I'd like you to really think and ask yourself. And then I'd also like you to know that I am here to help you. So I want you to really feel by the end of this call that you have the first steps to really changing your mind so that you can automatically start, you know, not even just losing weight, but really reaching a health goal. And I want to offer you my email address so that you can, A, when you start doing the homework I'm going to give you tonight, you can email me and let me know that it's really working, because I'd love to hear it. And I'd also like to give you a website to look at. So first, let me give you my email address, which is Jen, J-E-N, at jenblackert.com. It's spelled J-E-N-B-L-A-C-K-E-R-T.com. Again, it's Jen, J-E-N, at jenblackert.com, J-E-N-B-L-A-C-K-E-R-T. ERT. So if you have any questions, any problems, anything, I want you to email me. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are about this program. And then I want you to write down this website. It's www.finthought.com, P-H-I-N-T-H-O-U-G-H-T.com, www.finthought.com. And that's a little bit what we're going to talk about today. That's just an intro. Okay, Karen, you have anything else you want to say?
No, I'm ready to get going. Thanks. I'm excited about this.
Okay. Well, we're sharing in our upcoming program. We're not going to keep that a secret from you. But that's described at thinthought.com. This is just a portion, a very, very small piece of the very first step. And I'm going to go ahead and start sharing that with you guys now. A big thing that I realized when I was working with previous clients, especially in the nutrition realm, was that you really had to step into what you really wanted. And you really had to, quote, be it. And I actually heard this first concept from one of my coaches that said, well, you know, if you think about it, are you being a person that weighs 115? And I had to kind of step out of myself for a second and say no, because, you know, I was eating, you know, really solid, healthy, hearty meals and different things like that. And I really looked into this concept of being, and what does that mean to really be, you know, to be in your body, to be in all these different realms. Karen, what are your thoughts on beingness? I know this seems so simple, and a lot of these concepts are really simple, but it really works, and I think that that's what's really powerful about it. And as we talk, and this is non-scripted, it's free form, so I really want you to kind of, you know, when you get ideas, really flow them through you. Karen, what are your thoughts?
Well, and in terms of being, to be really is first cause, right? It actually, that's where everything starts from. So if we can come from a place of being, we automatically create. That's the easiest way to create what it is that we want around us. So what you're going to be offering us today is really a way of being, right? A way of stepping into being, you know, that perfect weight or the weight that we want to be, right? So, but yeah, being is really, it's just automatic attraction.
Yeah. Okay, so the principle that we're going to talk about today, and we're going to add a little bit of NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, into this so that you can kind of bring this into your body. And I'll let you in on that in a little bit. But what we're going to share today is what it really takes to be. And so the formula is B-E equals, right, feeling plus being, which is your whole imagination system, and acting. B-E equals feel plus be plus act, right? And that's what we're going to talk about today. And you're probably going, oh, well, yeah, okay, I get that. Okay, we're going to take you a bit deeper, though, into this because I'm an NLP practitioner, and let's go a lot deeper so that we can really talk about what it means to integrate this into our lives and our world so that we can manifest health, we can manifest wealth, which I've been talking about lately, we can manifest clients and business, we can manifest weight loss, we can manifest vacations, we can manifest whatever we want. And this is really, you know, a portion of the formula. I hear it in different ways. And over the six-week class that you can read about at thinthought.com, I'm going to continue to share about, you know, how we really manifest. And we all manifest a little bit differently. I've worked with hundreds of people, and I know that not everyone manifests the same. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. How does that sound?
Yep, sounds great.
All right, so when you think about feeling, I know one of the things that you love is to feel excited. And when you feel excited, you can manifest whatever you want, right? Why don't you share a little bit about what that means to feel and be excited?
Oh, well, for me, feeling excited is just, I'm giddy. I have tons of energy and I'm happy and I, you know, it's like anything is possible. So when I get really excited, I just get very, very happy, just tons of energy.
So do you ever get scared? I mean, for example, you know, do you ever get those feelings of, eek, that's too big for me? Do you ever feel that?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And certainly around weight loss. I mean, I think for me, I gave up on it for some time ago just because I tried everything, you know, and it would work, and then it would, you know, invariably, everything, the weight would come back. So for me, it really always came down to, you know, I think this has to do with my mind and it has to do with the way I feel, but I don't know how to, I'm not getting this. I'm too close to it.
Yeah. So with you, when you feel excited, I mean, we kind of brought up an affirmation before that we talked about with you, and you said, I'm trying to think the exact words that you said. I said, let's start an affirmation that, you know, booyah, I weigh, you know, such and such pounds, and I'm losing weight like crazy.
Yeah, I'm losing weight like crazy. That's very exciting to me.
Yeah, and as soon as you had kind of could bring in that thought, you're like, yeah, that makes me excited. Excited that my belief system would be set up that way. Let's talk a little bit about what does that feel like to lose weight like crazy? Why does that feel so good to you?
Well, I think it's just because that would be great if it was possible, and that excites me because I really do believe anything is possible. And so, yeah, just that concept excites me, and I'd like to experience it.
Yeah. I think what's great about you is your mind is already set up that everything is possible.
Yeah.
What happens with the people that are set up that I can't lose weight loss? What do we do then?
Yeah, that's the question.
So that is what I call a limiting belief. I've written a book on it. It's called Seven Dragons, A Guide to a Limitless Mind. And it's about overcoming these limiting beliefs, right? There's really a simple step-by-step process to overcome thoughts like that. I want you, if you can't step into your body right now and feel your ideal weight, then there's some kind of resistance around it. There's some kind of limit around it. So in the class, we are going to address how to overcome these limits. And it's really profoundly simple to step in and really feel some of these limits, to notice, to find them, and then overcome them. So let's just deal with the one right now that I can't lose weight. Karen, you want to play with me for a minute?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so this isn't my own makeup. This isn't what I've made up, but this is a really incredible woman that came up with this, and her name's Byron Katie. I'm sure many of you've heard of her. So basically, the system that I'm using today is kind of what I found really works well for my clients, but it's not exactly the same as hers. Very similar. So I want you to know I didn't make this up. It's a method here. So the first question would be, is this true? And then I add on for all mankind. So is this true? You may say, well, yes, that's true for me. But when you add all mankind, it kind of makes you think, and it makes you open up your mind to a whole new possibility. So, Karen, I know that that's not true for you already, but let's pretend it is. So let's say, okay, is this true for you and all mankind, that you can't lose weight like crazy?
Yeah, no, it's not. No, it's not.
It couldn't be, because you see people do it all the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So then I ask the question, who would you be without that thought? So what if that thought didn't even exist in your mind? What would you feel like? We're talking about feeling here.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess I think I would feel excited. I think I would just feel free. I think it's almost unimaginable because it's been with me for such a long, long time. But really, there's this kind of sense of overwhelming freedom lifted. It's just like that weight is lifted off the shoulders if that was possible, if that was not going to be around and not going to be a part of my life anymore.
Right.
And that's exciting.
Yeah. So, and then the next question is, can you feel that now? Can you feel that feeling?
Yes. I mean,
okay.
I think it takes time to imagine that, but yes.
Great. So now close your eyes and take all the elements of that feeling and connect it with a color and maybe an image. Connect that with a color and an image.
So you want me to connect it to a color and an image?
The feeling that you're feeling right now.
Okay.
Okay. Now, take your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And put your left hand out in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And look at your left wrist. I want you to take three fingers in your right hand and tap your left wrist three times. And every time you do, I want you to really feel it internally.
Okay.
This is called a resource anchor. And this is one of the ways to anchor these feelings in your body. So next time that you feel not so small, or you just are complaining internally in your mind about your body, and I'm not saying this directly to you, Karen, but I'm saying it to everyone on the call, I want you to take out your wrist and then use those fingers on your right hand and tap it three times, and then you'll find that you will, boom, remember this incident, and you'll be able to connect back to those feelings. And by continuing to connect back to these feelings, we'll continue to attract the weight loss on a level, for sure. Sometimes, it really depends on who the person is. Sometimes this one technique is all they need. And that keeps it simple, and that's great. And sometimes you need different things and different strategies. And we're going to go into one other in just a minute. But just one of these can be the thing for you and change your life.
That's exciting. So it's, and I know I use the word exciting a lot. But
you connect with that word.
I do, yeah. I do. And that's not going to be the same word for everybody, and everybody's not going to feel the same as this, right? But so it's just connecting with that feeling, tapping or getting a color and an image in my mind that when I'm feeling that feeling, and then tapping on my left-hand wrist three times, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that starts the process.
it strengthens the process. It brings it internally.
Wow.
Because the thing about weight loss is many people think I have to do it. Well, I have to eat 1,200 calories. And maybe that is what happens because, you know, if you think about energy, it is energy in and energy out. But that's really done, eating 1,200 calories done through willpower, right?
Right.
This is done through spirit. Even though there's no other way to say it, it's done through manifestation. And when you do these kind of things and you bring it internally and make choices from what you feel and you connect internally, then you do things that are connected with what you're feeling internally.
Right.
And it really comes think, feel, respond. Or, you know, in the other case, we're going to talk about really what it means to hold the vision. You know, I said B equals feel plus C plus act. I mean, you know, it's really all these components. I really think acting isn't really being anyway, because if you think about, you know, the actions that you take in your life, you know, you really do things all day long, even if you're just sitting and meditating or watching TV or watching a movie, you're doing things. And you don't actually say, I have to do this, right?
Right.
It's really, I like the Taoist term, do without doing. So when they talk about action or law of attraction and action, I actually like step away from that. Because, no, it's not law of attraction, action. If you're aligned, you do it without doing it. So, but I do like bringing in action because, you know, some people don't connect with just the being and the feeling, being, and seeing. So,
right.
Great. Let's talk a little bit about visualization for a minute. The word visualization came up and, the beginning of my law of attraction practice, and I used to sit back and try to, you know, sit back and say, okay, I'm driving my Ferrari, and it's coming up to my gated house, and the doors are opening, and then I drive down this long drive, and it turns, and then my butler comes up to me, and I get out, right?
Yeah.
And I did that for a little while, and when I did that, I never really connected with it, and I think that's because when I thought about it, that really wasn't my vision anyway. It was just what I expected a really wealthy person to be doing. So I decided that to stop calling it visualization, start calling it imagination,
right?
Because I really connect with what I was like as a child who wanted to. I was a baton twirler, and when I was 6 or 7 years old, I went to a parade for Macy's Thanksgiving or something with my parents, and I really wanted to be one of those marchers in a parade who was like one of those major baton twirlers, and I imagined it, and it was almost like I couldn't help it that from happening. You know,
right.
I asked my parents, and first they didn't want to get involved in it. And I, you know, so instead I just started going out, and I got this. I went to my next time I had a chance to buy something, I bought a baton, and I showed my parents. So I was really, and I would visualize it, and I'd be in it. And so I really connect with the word imagination more than I do because, you know, there's a reason that God set us up with an imagination.
Right.
Shoot. Right? So when I, and it's so much more fun when you think imagination versus, oh, I have to sit here and visualize this. Okay.
Right.
So I'm going to use the word imagination of seeing. If I can imagine something, it manifests. You know, in a dime, if I really, you know, can believe that it's me in it. What about you, Karen? What's your How do you imagine?
Well, yeah, very much the same way. I mean, I just imagine myself being in that picture. I imagine being there and part of it, and it's happening, right? So, and the most important thing for me is really feeling it. That the feeling part is the most important part of it all.
Yeah. So you're more of a feeler than a seer.
Than a seer?
A feeler. It's more with the feeling. Feelings of being excited.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess.
Or the feelings of being that you're perfect weight, right?
Well, that's hard for me to feel.
Okay. But one of my great teachers said, with weight loss for me, I only really needed to lose 15 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, if you can't feel yourself at 115, feel yourself at 125.
Right.
And she said, now when you manifest that, then we'll work on feeling at, you know, 120. And then I've read in her books, I can't remember which one it was, but they said feel in 20-pound increments.
And how many pounds?
20.
Okay.
20. Yeah. So do you use a pound scale up there in Canada, or do you use, like, grams or kilograms? Or
we still use pounds.
Bridget Jones did.
No, we still use pounds. I imagine there might be some people who use kilos, but I'm old-fashioned.
Okay, cool. So we can all talk in the same language. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the limit for you? Can you feel 5, or 10, or 15, or 20? I mean, where does it cut off for you?
I would probably have to say probably 20 pounds. It would probably be the limit.
Yeah, and that is what the recommended thing is. So everyone on this call, write down the goal of minus 20 pounds of whatever you're at. And the whole weight, I'm not going to actually step on the scale because it'll depress me, scenario has really interested me. Karen, do you ever do that?
Not step on it because it'll depress me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I do that, too. I can kind of tell how much I weigh by my clothes, right?
Yeah.
But if I feel like I've overeaten for 5 or 6 days, forgive myself for overeating, but the heck if I'm going to step on that scale.
No.
Something interesting happened to me early this year. Even after teaching all this emotional eating, I still struggled with those 10 pounds. And January came last year, and I went to a David Nagel seminar. And in it, he said, accept what you're fighting. Accept it. And then he said something like, I don't know if these are the exact words, but he said, acceptance does not mean you're okay with it. It means now you've accepted it, you can keep it, or you can change it. But that is the acceptance of the present moment, that if you don't accept what is now, then you're not accepting the now moment.
Right. Well, what you resist persists, right?
What you resist persists. Absolutely. And so I've heard that term, what you resist persists. And I thought, well, I am kind of resisting that I am, at the time, 140 pounds. And I thought, maybe I'll just accept that. And as soon as I said that, maybe I'll accept the 140 pounds, I thought, no! The heck if I'm going to do that? And then I thought, wait. But that's what he's saying. Just because I am it, I don't really have to be it, you know? I don't have to be it for long. So maybe I'll accept it so I can do something about it. But he's, you know, that's kind of like, you know, when you answer the question, where am I now? Well, I wasn't even ready to admit that I was now 140 pounds.
Right.
So I didn't, yeah. Hello?
Yep. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, no, I was just agreeing with you. It's like, yeah, it's just you're not ready to accept it, right?
Yeah, yeah. So my goal then was to figure out what it took to, A, accept it. So next day, I take a bath in the morning before we go to the seminar, and I'm sitting in there, and suddenly I just start sobbing. And I thought, I've made all the choices that I've made, and that's made me 140 pounds. And it wasn't really sadness, but it was really, like, hey, I am this. And when I got to the point that I am, you know, 140 pounds, then I decided I didn't want to be it. I really wanted to be 130 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wanted to be 125, but I was, but I could believe I could be 130, right? And within a month and a half, I was 130 pounds.
Right.
And I did nothing, but I didn't pay attention to my weight. I had my head in completely other areas, and I just said, I am this. And I didn't will it. I didn't do anything. All I said was, I'm going to feel 130 pounds, even though my body says on the scale that it's 140 pounds. So, you know, I need to just, so in this next class, you know, now I'm 133 this morning, and I weighed just so that I could tell you on the class. So I'm going to take my 133 pounds, and I really want to be 125. So in the next 6 weeks, while Karen is doing it, Jen is going to do it too. And I am going to weigh, at the end of my 6 weeks, 125, which... it's a huge challenge for me. Saying it publicly, that feels good.
Yeah, that's pretty brave, Jen. I'm I won't be doing that, I'm sorry to say.
I have to get pictures so you can see the difference.
Yeah.
So it's not a lot, but it is for me. It's
yeah.
a ton for me. I mean, it's a ton. That puts so much energy into it. Yeah. What is 60, 70, 80 for others? That's 80 for me,
right? Yeah,
because it's been such, you know, it's always been there,
mm-hmm.
just like you. So, okay, let's go. We talked a little bit about imagination. I've been yappy, so we've been running a little long. So let's talk a little bit about the 6 week class.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you like this kind of stuff and you like what we're talking about, we have a really, really low price class. That's going to hold you accountable. We're going to start a forum. Either Karen or me, whoever you choose, is going to give you an individual coaching session that may run anywhere between 60 or 90 minutes. If this is something that you're interested in and you want to do it, please check out the website. It's thinthought.com. And we will help you and hold you accountable. And we'll guide you along the way. You'll have weekly talks like this on what I'm doing. And I briefly shared in a previous call, you know, it's really about listening to those inner nudges, really seeing what's coming up, you know, when you go out to eat or, you know, at lunchtime. And I'm going to give you a little bit of homework and just a little bit, so don't feel that you're leaving empty-handed. But the homework is really going to, you know, launch you into a whole new realm. And that's why I gave my email address again. If you joined us late, my email address is Jen, J-E-N, at jenblackert.com. It's spelled JenBlackert.com. And I really want you to tell me how this homework has helped you. I've worked with lots of clients. It's changed their lives. Just this one little lesson, this one little tip. So email me, even if you're not in the class. I won't try to sell you on the class. I'll just graciously thank you for emailing me and let me know, knowing your results. And would love to hear if you'll let me use it as a testimonial on my website, because this will probably, don't you think, Karen, turn into a product or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jen, over the 6 weeks, you're going to be sharing all kinds of things that you shared with your clients, you know, a few years ago. You're going to be sharing with us all those things that helped them to lose weight as well. So, and so each class is going to be, each class is going to be 60 to 90 minutes long, right?
Right. So, yeah, it's jam-packed. It's got about 40 minutes of content like we talked about today. And then the rest of the call will be you, it's going to be an open call so you can talk and ask whatever you want. Even while I'm talking, you can ask whatever you want if you have any questions about anything. It's really, I'm not trying to really, you know, keep you out of this and just be like, oh, Karen and I are talking and I'm going to coach Karen and you listen. It's really going to be an interactive. And, you know, there is a limitation. There's not going to be over 30 in this class because we, you know, really want to be able to have you connect with each other and have you connect with, you know, the whole process. We don't want to leave anyone in the dust, basically. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're looking to be held accountable and you want to lose weight before Christmas and, you know, we want to keep this fun and lighthearted, it's, you know, 6 full classes, 90 minutes, plus a 90-minute session with me if you join before Columbus Day. And the point is, $147, I think, is the price.
Yep.
You also get a copy of my ebook, 7 Dragons, A Guide to a Limitless Mind. You get Karen's tips, and we're going to give audio downloads after every class. So if you have to miss a class, I think there is a class like the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, so if you have to miss a class, then you can miss the class, and we'll forgive you. Yeah, and you can listen. Listen afterwards. You can see what other people are going through. And you can also put it in your audio archive so that you can bring it back up whenever you want.
Well, I think that's a key thing for any of the audio programs that I'm buying on an ongoing basis. I always go back and listen to them, and I always hear something different than I did before. So for whatever reason, in that moment, the first time I, you know, was on the call or heard the audio the first time, I picked up stuff that was important to me in that moment. But then even if it's the next day or, you know, a week later or a month or even later after that, there's always something different that you'll get that you didn't get the first time because you weren't ready to hear that or things have changed and now you're ready to hear this next piece of information. So those audio programs, I find, are just so, you know, so key to success. And no matter what it is, you know, including this aspect.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone look at your left wrist with your first 3 fingers on your right hand. Tap it 3 times and see if you can bring up that feeling that we brought up from the beginning of the class. Now, while you're in this feeling, I want you to start an affirmation. This is the homework. And the affirmation is, one of the studies and one of my mentors has said, the subconscious mind, you've got to be easy with. You can't just tell it, you know, for example, you know, I love T. Harv Eker, but, you know, he has you, like, tap your head and say, I have a $1 million mind. Well, it's really hard for the subconscious to pull that in. I mean, you have to do it day after day, week after week, for months. And then it may work, you know, as long as your mind isn't continually saying, no, no, it's not, or, you know, no, I'm not a millionaire, so why would I have a millionaire mind? Or, you know, if you contradict yourself, then it's not going to work. So there was a coach that said, you know, I always get better and better every day. So in your weight loss, you know, or whatever goal, even if it's health, you know, you can definitely practice this with health too. You can kind of come into yourself and say, every day I'm doing my best in regards to weight loss, or every day I'm losing a little more and more weight. Or, you know, like I said, I like the one, and Karen likes the one, booyah, I'm losing weight like crazy. But sometimes if your subconscious mind goes, but no, I'm not, it's not going to work. Different things work for different people. Different people manifest different ways. And that's why I'm bringing this up. So this is for you to test. This week, your test is it booyah, I'm losing weight like crazy? And then watch and write that. Okay, this is the key. This is the homework. Write it 16 times every morning and every night. That is the key. Because then things will happen in your life and you'll remember the affirmation and you'll make different decisions based on the affirmation. That's the homework, writing it 16 times morning and night. You know, first thing when you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night, your mind has these alpha brain waves instead of theta brain waves. So I like to, you know, if you can't do it, you know, first thing when you wake up or before you go to bed, most people can do it before they go to bed. Shoot for that. I can see why people would get up and want to be busy right away. But, you know, depending who you are, pick it. Write it 16 times morning or night. And then, you know, play with it. You know, what feels right? You know, do I want to do, yes, I'm losing weight like crazy? Or do I want to do every day I'm losing more and more weight? Or every day I'm getting more and more healthy? Either of those, you know, you can choose. The second one, you know, may be more receptive to your mind and your subconscious mind because that is what is real. If you think about, you know, I'm a dieter, well, then you're always going to be a dieter. And let's get you out of that. That's the least we can do is get you out of that mindset, right? Karen, you already got out of that mindset a long time ago. You told me you completely ignore it now. You're like, right? Did
yeah.
you say something like that?
Yeah.
But you
yeah.
don't stress about it.
No.
It just is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What other, Karen, do you have anything else that you want to add to that? I know that I've been kind of quickly going through that.
Oh yeah, no, this is good. No, this is great, Jen. I mean, again, I think it's just having this first step, you know, this first small step of the larger first step is a really good. It's a great start, and you know, I'm excited about the next classes that are coming up, and you know, I think again for especially, you know, for me, and I think if the other some of the other people who are on the call, this is something that you've been, you know, going through, you've just had some inkling in your mind that, you know, it comes down to my thoughts and my feelings and, you know, yeah, this other stuff in terms of losing weight is important, but I can't even get there anymore. I think this is really going to help. I have ultimate faith in Jen and her prior experience and just the, you know, the statistics that you're talking about are amazing. And I want this to be easy, and I think we'd all like this to be easy. And you know, from what you're saying, I think it can be. So I'm excited about this, and I'm excited for those of you who are going to decide to join us. You know, we're really, really, you know, thrilled to be able to be doing this together and to be walking through this process. So yeah, we're hopeful that some of you will join us.
Great. Well, let's go ahead and, again, the website, if you are interested in hearing more, is www.binthought.com. And I'm Jen Blackert, and I'm here with Karen Lanoux. And, again, email me if you have any questions. You know, I'm really, really happy to answer it. I'm, you know, putting myself out there, and yes, ask. I'm happy to answer whatever you have. Again, my email address is Jen, J-E-N, at jenblocker.com.
Great.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Well,
have
that's great. So we have homework.
Right? Do your homework.
Yeah.
And let me know. Seriously, I want to hear. Even if you're not joining the class, please let me know. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks again for everything. And thank you all for joining us today. That's a wrap for us. And